Hi, Mick Townman. Nice bit of echo there. After quite a few videos and then sort of splitting the audio out and amplifying it and then rejoining it, you know, and I finally figured out that there's a sort of secret setting for the audio volume, you know, from the microphone. And so I've had to make this video about four or five times, to include all the stuff I keep forgetting to include, and to get the sound right so you're not going, when you listen to me, okay? So, I have many small achievements, you know? Okay, this is a refrigerator. It's a tray that fits under the, It's a little tray that slides into the little refrigerator, you know, it's about 10 more centimetres beyond that sort of thing. It's a little bar fridge. And it has a freezer compartment that it's a small rectangular thing. And if you pack it very fucking neatly, you know, like true volume and length, it would hold a rectangular, probably 2¾ litres, 2½ litres, you know, or 3 litres. And anyway, there's this, and there's a set of, there's a tray, like a grate type tray underneath it, like the one half of it, it's got a grate type tray underneath it, and then the back of the fridge is like that, you know, shelf over the motor. And whenever any meat is put in there in freezer bags, you know, to defrost, the freezer bags have a fucking tendency to drip blood down into the fucking stuff in the fridge. And this is a real pain in the ass, because I just think, oh, fuck, you know, why can't they make freezer bags that don't bleed blood everywhere? And second, I'm tired of it fucking happening. So the reason why I uploaded those videos on how to cut and fold core flute, or corrugated sort of plastic, it's not actually corrugated, it's yeah, you can see that there's little holes. So it's called core flute, one of the brands, and the other thing is it's like corrugated fucking whatever. And so I got these two videos on how to cut core flute and how to fold core flute, you know. And so what I did is I marked out a rectangle, you know, with a bit of extra for the fucking sides. I did the, like, fairly extreme, sort of, not real extreme, but fairly hard pressing of the blunt side of it, like a blunt butter knife, you know what I mean? And I ran that, you know, around the lines that I'd prescribed. You know, you see the bit of pencil there. And then I just cut out the square fucking corners, you know? And I used double-sided tape, because that's all I had at the time, double-sided tape to bond the corners together while the silicone sealant glue, where's the fucking thing, that's clear, but you can sort of make it out, yeah, so the silicone sealant glue to, you know, roof and gutter sort of sealant, well, you know, that was sort of glued into place to seal the corners so that it wouldn't leak, you know, and, so I'm leaving that tape on because it serves a purpose. It still sticks. It still reinforces the corner. And I don't have to win sort of, oh my God, you didn't, your little freezer thing didn't work in fucking House and Garden. Oh my God, no. And what I did is, you see, I did give a go for a little esky or cool box, you know, like a small one. And then I figured out how to put all this fucking injectable sort of foam around it, expanding foam, And then I fucked up on that because I don't have a lot of experience in it and I didn't read the instructions properly and I didn't do as good a job as I could have. And what I finally figured out was just clean your fridge out and defrost your meat in there, you know. And fuck the esky, you know. And what it's really important to do, if you've got a big clump of meat, like say 2 or 3 kilos of sausages, you need to thaw it out. You can't just leave it out, not in Australia, not in the summer, because it's like, it might be say 35 degrees Celsius in the kitchen. And, you know, so if you've got a mass of meat that's minus 20 all throughout, and as the outside warms up, that means the meat can sort of ferment and putrefy, and that's not a good thing. So while the core's still frozen, the outside's quite fucking warm, you know. And if it's done for, say, 8 hours overnight or whatever, you could be really in the fucking shit for it, you know. So, and given this, half of this rests on like a shelf type thing. Oh, this end up here. Half of this ends up on a shelf, and the other half is in a sort of a step over the motor. You know, it is insulated, but it's not as you know, it's just anywhere where there's a concentration of the absence of heat energy and there's a concentration of heat energy, you'll find those areas will flow the heat, the energy will go from high to low better than just sort of modestly warm to fairly cold, you know, those areas. So what I did, this is scientific thinking, you know, right? Core flute, the plastics are not an especially good insulator, right? But they're a container, you know, they contain coal. It's like those blue tarps, you know, those blue polyethylene tarps. If you're ever sort of stranded or need to fucking get out of the wind or whatever, they make an excellent windbreak, but the plastic conducts fucking heat out of you as fast as it, you know, just as fast as almost as being out of the wind, you know, or being in the wind. Get away, you fucking awful creature. I got the Australian flies. Go on, you sticky little cunt. Gotcha. Yeah, so this is a scientifically, this does not have to be strong enough to carry, you know, 20 kilos, right? Half it's supported by the shelf, half of it is supported by the step in the back of the fridge, right? But what this does is it distributes the fucking load in the tray over the whole, more over the, over a bigger area, right? But the magic is in those little spaces, you see? This here is a bit smaller than that, you know what I mean? So you've got to, see? So you've got a little gap all around, right? But what those little spaces do is when this is in the refrigerator underneath the fucking ice freezer sort of bit, you know, this allows cold air sinks and it will flow under the top layer, right? So that means that the meat defrosts evenly and it stays at a much colder temperature, because this thing, it's not a super brilliant, it's not designed with absolute precision and a double set of seals, and it doesn't butt up against the shelving and shit on the inside of the door, you know what I mean? It's not a fucking, you know, it's just a really good drip tray to stop fucking blood and shit dripping down over everything in the freezer, right? But what this does is that gap underneath allows the cold air to go in, flow underneath that, and so the meat defrosts evenly at an even temperature all over. And the other thing is that top of the fridge, the top half of the fridge where this freezing element is, that now gets a fucking lot colder with this tray in it because it inhibits the air circulating in the fridge. So the bottom half stays cool, you know, in a proper sort of cool way, but the top half now stays fucking real cold, you know, which is good. So that's why I looked up on how to, you know, how do people who work with this stuff, you know, this core fluid or like a corrugator, it's not corrugated, it's extruded, you know, it's not folded and glued together. But it's called like corrugated plastic, you know, sheeting or signboard or other sorts of things. And it's rot-proof, rot-proof, waterproof, easy to clean, you know, all that sort of shit. So I've then now gone and made a new tray for my refrigerator that allows slow dethawing of meat in a safe way, rather than having that little esky that doesn't keep cold meat cold for very long, you know, and all the insulation around that and all the other fucking bullshit. I can use a proper refrigerator and get good results, really good results, you know. So hurrah for getting off my ass and finding out how to do more things.